Hello everyone. With a special needs family member comes a lot of responsibilities, including financial planning. There are many misconceptions surrounding financial planning for individuals with special needs. And in this video, we'll be setting the record straight. Myth number one, special needs trusts are unnecessary because my child receives government benefits. This is false. Although your child is eligible for government benefits, these benefits may not cover all expenses related to their care. Special needs trusts are tailored to meet these specific needs and also provide for a better quality of life for your child in the event of your passing. Myth number two, only wealthy families need a financial plan for their special needs child. This is not true. All families with special needs children should have a financial plan in place. Government benefits may not always be enough to cover specialized medical care, transportation, and other expenses. A financial plan can ensure that your child receives the best possible care and support throughout their life. Myth number three, estate planning is only necessary for families with significant assets or property. This is incorrect. Estate planning is important for all families, regardless of the size of their assets or property. It ensures that your child is taken care of according to your wishes and will, and not be left without any financial support in the event of your passing. Myth number four, once a financial plan for my child is created, it cannot be changed. This is far from true. As your child grows and their needs change, your financial plan needs to be updated accordingly. It's important to review your plan regularly and make necessary adjustments to ensure it meets your child's evolving needs. Myth number five, retirement savings can be used to support my child with special needs. This is not advisable. You need to plan for your own retirement and use assets specifically allocated to your child's care. Using retirement savings for this purpose may put your future at risk. Myth number six, special needs individuals cannot work. This is obviously not true. Many individuals with special needs have thriving careers and contribute to society. With proper support, training, and accommodations, special needs individuals can achieve their goals just like anyone else. Myth number seven, a will is enough to secure a special needs individual's future. While a will is important, it's only one piece of the puzzle. A special needs trust can help provide ongoing financial support and protect government benefits like SSI and Medicaid. Myth number eight, financial planning is only necessary for those with extreme disabilities. This is not accurate. Everyone with special needs, regardless of the severity of their disability, can benefit from financial planning. A well-crafted financial plan can help meet the unique needs of individuals with disabilities and their families. Myth number nine, government benefits will cover all expenses. The reality is that government benefits are often not enough to cover the cost of all necessary support and expenses. A financial plan can help bridge this gap by incorporating multiple income sources and provide financial stability and support. Myth number 10, financial planning is too expensive. The truth is that there are many affordable options for financial planning, such as nonprofit organizations and pro bono services. Financial planning is an investment in the future, and the benefits far outweigh the cost. Financial planning for the special needs community is essential, and there are many misconceptions surrounding it. We hope that debunking these myths have provided you with a better understanding of the importance of financial planning for special needs individuals and their families. Thank you for watching, and we'll see you next time.